Brady and Price welcomes the head coach of Toronto FC, Greg Vanney. Good morning, Greg.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Doing well. How does a coach keep the focus or regain the focus? I mean, team hasn't played since the 5th of July. You won 3 out of 4 before that break, and now you got to play NYCFC. So how do you do that?
Well, first we give the guys some time off. We're right at the middle of the season. We've had an incredible stretch of games, and so we let the guys take 4 or 5 days off to recover, and then we get them back into training. And I was amazed at how quickly this group gets right back into the intensity and pace that is necessary for our training sessions. We didn't have to build them into it. They were ready to go. And so I think it was good for them to free their minds a little bit and heal their bodies. And, they're looking forward to getting back out on the field again.
By the way, congratulations, a contract extension. Are you allowed to say thank you for congratulations, or what can you?
thank you. I appreciate that.
This is like when they had a news conference for Jay Leno, and it was like, hey, you still have the Tonight Show job, but, congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm looking forward to continuing what we've started. I think we still have a lot of space to continue to grow and improve, and ultimately we want to bring a championship to the city. So lots of work still to do.
You had to really did you have to mentally keep stability? There was when you got brought on as head coach and appointed head coach, it was chaotic. That was the Jermaine Defoe season. There was a lot of moving parts around the club. Michael Bradley was playing in his first year here, and we all wanted to make sure he was pleased and he was happy and focused. What do you recall of that? And then when it started to obviously settle to the point where you can build a great infrastructure here.
Yeah. I mean, we knew at the time when I took over, things were, unstable to say the least. Both and on the player side of things, where we needed to get our designated players here and committed and on the same page and complementary to one another as the foundation of the team, and then to grow the team from there and get some pieces that could really work together. So that from that side, we knew we weren't stable yet. And second is just, I think it's to develop a culture of winning and hard work and getting better every single day. And I knew we weren't there yet either. And a lot of that's driven not just from the staff and the people around, but it's driven by some of the players within the group and the leadership within the group. And so for us was, we needed to put together a plan and go find the right guys. And we started doing that right away when we went and got Josie and Seba and added them with Michael. And now we had 3 players that we knew would complement one another on the field, and we could start to build from there. Nothing great happens overnight, especially nothing sustainable. So we knew we just had to continue building and growing and changing and working with the mindset of this team to get to a point where they come in every single day and they challenge each other and they challenge themselves to get better. And they want to be great. And, they want to leave a legacy behind in this city and this club of success and championships. And so they come to work every day doing that. And that's, ultimately the culture we wanted to get to. But for sure it didn't happen overnight. We went through our bumps and bruises and things that we needed to learn along the way. But, we're in a good spot now. And with the second half of the season ahead of us, we're optimistic we can continue to get better as a team as we approach the playoffs and the final stretch.
You talk about adding pieces here and there. The latest piece, Nicholas Hassler. How does this help your team?
Nicholas is an experienced player. He's played internationally for Liechtenstein for almost 50 games in some tough qualifying matches. He has played in the Swiss League for a number of years. He gives us some depth and somebody who will challenge different spots on the field for us. He's a versatile player. He can play on the right. He can play underneath the striker occasionally for his country. He's played as the striker. So we like his versatility. He's a guy that, again, with a lot of experience, who's still young at 26, can come in and give us some competition and depth in a couple different areas. And for us also at this point, it's about getting the right types of people and personalities in addition to having good players, because this group they work hard for each other. And Nicholas is a guy who comes in, he works hard every day. He's got a great personality for our team, and so he'll give us, again, another option to continue to make our group better.
Greg Vanney, our guest on Brady and Price, Toronto FC at New York City FC Wednesday night, back home Saturday against Colorado at BMO. So Gold Cup, you were part of a championship winning Gold Cup team back in 05. Quarterfinals are set and they start on Wednesday. Any observations on the tournament? And you have two players, obviously, great internationals in Josie and Michael joining the squad for knockout stage. US El Salvador, Jamaica, Canada. You probably have two minds. It's great for Canadian soccer watching the advancement and especially all the fuss about Alphonso Davies. And yet on the U.S. side, this is an important lead up to Russia next summer.
Yeah, I think, Canada has done an excellent job in this tournament. I think that, under Coach Zambrano, they've gone out and been very aggressive and they've played games to win games. And it's been good watching them be aggressive in that way, because I've always thought that there have been talented players here in Canada, and sometimes you need to give them the confidence to go win games, and it's been fun to watch them. I thought Jonathan from our team came on and played excellent when he got into the match the other day, so it's good to see them. They're in a good position. The more success they have, the more chance they have of bringing in some players that are around the world that still have ties to Canada and continue to grow that program. From the U.S. perspective, I think it was it wasn't the best performances in the first round of it. But as you said, they've made some adjustments in players with Josie and Sebla and some other guys coming in. And their goal, I think, is to win this event and try to again establish themselves as the top team in CONCACAF, because it's been Mexico for the last few years. So I know Michael and Josie are there eye on trying to win another trophy for their country this time. And my only skin in this game is that they come back healthy and that they do well and stay sharp and everybody arrives back here, in one piece and ready to move forward with our season.
Yeah, well, we certainly hope for something positive. It's been a long time of frustration and disappointment for Canadian soccer and in just about every competition that we've been involved in. Again, Toronto FC playing at Yankee Stadium. What does that mean? What does it mean for a soccer guy to be playing in a baseball venue as hallowed as the Yankee Stadium, even though this is the second Yankee Stadium?
It's iconic to go there and to be in the stadium, to be on the field and kind of just take it in. We've done that a couple of times now, so I'm kind of beyond that. But in terms of soccer, it's an awkward place to play. The field is tiny. It's really small. It's kind of crooked the way it's structured in the outfield there. So it's a challenging place to play. It's different than anywhere else in the league, just, again, by given size and just sort of the nature of the space in the field. So in that way, it's a challenge. But it makes for an interesting game, always a fast-paced game, usually lots of opportunities on goal. We had good success there in the postseason. We'll try to build off of some of the things we picked up when we were there in the offseason, in the postseason. So in that way, it's unique. It's fun. It's high-paced. We're going to do our best to come out of there with 3 points.